Like many of you, I'm working from home and just being at home more. And in my neighborhood in Pittsburgh, it's getting pretty noisy, especially around 3 in the afternoon. You might have noticed something like this too. Large groups or murders of crows congregating in raucous roosts. Penn State University's Margaret Brittingham filled us in on this phenomenon.
Crows are known for their intelligence. Just ask anybody who's tried to get crows to move away from their roosting sites. The large flocks of crows in our region now are primarily migrants that are here to spend the winter. The number of roosting crows tends to build up steadily through November and December. These large winter roosts were historically in rural areas, but over time, as crows adapted to people, they moved their winter roosts into urban areas. Here, they benefit from the warmth of the city. They are attracted to well-lit areas, which may enhance their ability to detect approaching predators. Their roosts can number up to hundreds of thousands of birds. Roosts are most common in medium-sized cities with easy access to rural lands. The crows roost in the city during the night, then at dawn they scatter, often flying more than 10 miles to feed in fields and neighborhoods. In mid-afternoon, the birds gather in pre-roosting groups. As the day progresses, flocks band together, forming larger and larger flocks. Just before dusk, the assembled group disperses. The flocks form lines across the sky. Crows call as they fly into the roost, perhaps encouraging their compatriots to join them. As dark settles, they crowd together. They roost in dense clusters and trees on urban streets and parks. These migrant crows, winter visitors to the area, are occasionally joined by some of the townies. These are the resident crows. They include the crows that might have nested in local backyards over the summer. Research has shown that the locals who join the roost tend to be the teenagers. They are birds that may have helped mom and dad raise young, but don't have their own territory. The older birds tend to stay at home and don't go down to the roost. Crow roosts are considered traditional, meaning they occur in the same area year after year. Younger birds learn roost locations from older members of the flock. In late February, early March, the roost breaks up as crows depart and migrate north for breeding. So next time you see lines of crows darkening our skies at night, take a minute to marvel in the wonder of these smart, social birds. I'm Margaret Brittingham.
Bird sounds for that segment are courtesy of the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.